Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is the Son of God, and He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we welcome You here, and we give You this time, and I believe with those listening, once again, primarily that You will reveal Your glory to them, and that they can will receive it, and receive the portion of You that God has granted for them to receive. Amen. Did you know that man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with the Father? Amen. That's what man was born to do. That's the very heart and essence of what, and believe it or not, every human being was born to do that. Those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. His glory is beyond description, and His name is Jehovah God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If anyone wants something new and wonderful, and if anyone wonders, you know, what's the real purpose of living, okay, all of this is found in Jesus and His glory through the Holy Spirit, and they call it a fresh anointing. If somebody is saved and they know Jesus, if they've been born of the Spirit, they're already filled with the Holy Spirit. He's a person, and He's God Almighty, and there is no limit to what He can do in a particular day if we seek Him. This sub-series is called The Person and Personality of the Holy Spirit. It's in the overall series, The Glory of the Lord. And that is the Lord Himself, the only true God. The chief end of man is to know Him. And that means a relationship. What a glorious privilege, the greatest privilege for a human being. Nothing else even exists outside of this privilege of knowing Him. If a human had the opportunity to just spend 1 minute with Him, 30 seconds, one moment, it would be the greatest thing ever for them. And to think that God Almighty, the only true God, offers Himself for eternity to every person. It's really incredible, and the Holy Spirit reveals all of this, and He's the great revealer of Jesus Christ. Amen. And at the very essence of it, He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is Jesus unlimited, as a great man of God calls Him. And when there's a deep, wonderful, glorious revelation that Jesus and the Father are one, and so we one with the only true God. That's possible on the earth, and anyone who makes it to heaven will be one with Him. Hopefully that's something new that I haven't shared in this podcast. So glorious, so wonderful, and it's okay. I want to continue to also emphasize the simplicity of it, but something that related, I want to get to some practical things about, well, practical, but wonderful things about the personality of the Holy Spirit. And again, I'm going to include in the notes something from a book. I give full credit to this book and the author. The book is called The Personality and Work of the Holy Spirit from Moody Bible, and it's by Rene Pache is the author. But great content. But before that, remember, it's not about knowledge or content or anything. It's when we know Him, how glorious this is. It's beyond words that we can move into this, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The greatest one, perhaps, is that He offers to fellowship with man. That the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, His glory and majesty and everything about it. When someone knows him, and when they get to that, move into the phases of knowing him, and if they fellowship with him, the Lord in his glory, the Lord himself, contained within knowing him are all of the wonderful, his wonderful attributes and all that he does. You know, he's merciful, gracious, giving, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, on and on and on. All his attributes. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. He's everywhere on the earth. And then, of course, he revealed a lot of those attributes to Moses, and that's in Exodus. But we look at the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. He's the revelation of God, and all of his attributes, so wonderful, like so wonderful and glorious. Jesus loves, saves, heals, redeems, and it just goes on and on and on. I was thinking earlier today, that's something I want to try to focus on in this short message, in addition to the personality, you know, the specific aspects of the personality of the Holy Spirit, for example, that he has a will and emotions and an intellect and he and much more. Also, when we look at the life of Jesus Christ and what's revealed in the Bible, of course, and the list that our ministry has put together, which is just some of his qualities, we see this also reveals God's personality. He loves. He saves. He wants to save people. He heals. He's always offering these things. He gives. In fact, he gives so much. We could just focus on that one quality. Again, this relates to God's, to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit's personality. He gives. He gives himself. He gives the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The word give, if we really looked at it in the Gospels, especially the Gospel of John, it's in there so much, it's almost so many times you lose count of how many times Jesus talks about giving, how the Father gives, and Jesus gives. I mean, just giving and giving. So he gives himself. He gives the kingdom of heaven. Amen, amen. He blesses. He blesses. He blesses. And again, Jesus Christ, everything about Jesus Christ reveals the only true God and what the only true God is doing these things. The Holy Spirit is doing these things. Jesus speaks, teaches, he leads, he reveals, he baptizes, anoints, sets free, prays, intercedes. To think that, I mean, this is our great and awesome God, the most exclusive person in the universe, the one who made the universe, the one who created mankind in his image, is doing all these things. And that's something I've been emphasizing in recent messages. Most of the world likely has very different views of God and Jesus Christ. Very, very different, if you ask them. And yet, Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God's nature. He's the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. He's the image of the invisible God. And at the essence, he is God Almighty, one with the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. This is the most glorious thing that I can ever, you know, proclaim, think of. I mean, just to think that this eternal God, who's in eternal revelation, has revealed himself fully in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We see that in the life of Jesus Christ, the man. This so wonderful, like he did all these miracles, like he revealed, he taught the kingdom of heaven and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. He revealed all of these things in his great teachings. He healed physical healings and deliverance to people who were suffering greatly, right? Physical healings, also people delivered from demons, people from who had been bound, you know, for many, many years and suffering greatly in many places. He healed all, not just the specific healings. Yes, there were specific healings, but our ministry has found 28 of them, but he healed all. It says several times in the Gospels. And he had multitudes of people following him. Anyone who was came to him in humility, which is what we need to know God, he had compassion on them, right? How did he do all that? Even though he himself is and has always been God Almighty, he became a man, and it's through the Holy Spirit that he did all of that. That's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And to think we have the same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit. These are all mysteries. I want to emphasize that. I think you're worthy to receive them. And I want to just proclaim them. Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That now we can do what Jesus did. We have the same Holy Spirit. We can say this with boldness, confidence, that we are, all because of what Jesus has done and is doing today, we have this same Holy Spirit that can do, Jesus can do those same things through us. You know, we can, Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He shall do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. The greater thing, of course, is salvation. People can now get saved and all these wonderful things. So the overall thing I want to emphasize is, what is the Holy Spirit like? What is Jesus like? What is the Father like? So we see these specific things about his personality that he, again, this is from this book from Moody Bible. He has a will. The Holy Spirit, well, let's see. He has knowledge. In fact, he's all-knowing. That's in 1 Corinthians 2. He speaks. He loves. He is good. You know, all these same things that we see in the life of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and these same qualities, aspects of his personality. And I would add to this, when we speak about this subject, the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit, I want to emphasize, I think it's so important that it's all about a relationship. It's about moving into that realm of the spirit realm, where we actually are experiencing all these wonderful things. Really knowing him and his glory, his majesty, his beauty, the Lord himself, Jesus himself. When we know him, everything changes. Everything becomes dynamic and wonderful, and we move into the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, this glorious realm, which is what humans were born and created to do. And it's simple, it's easy, it's natural, it's normal, it's what we were created to do, is furnish the vessel for the Lord God Almighty. The greatest privilege a human being could ever have. And let's ignore all of these other distractions. Jesus spoke about those. Cares, riches, pleasures, dead religion, The enemy is deceiving the world. You know, all these things. We don't look at people. They're not our, you know, most people, tragically, are not even saved. Most people are apathetic and even hostile to the gospel. And we should not look at Christians who are acting spiritual and so forth. Let's go right to Jesus Christ. No, when we know Him, He will do all these wonderful things, and we will rejoice in His power and might. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength. We naturally want to walk with Him, serve Him, worship Him. We just, it's like famous scripture from Ezekiel, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will, you know, I will cause you. That's how we walk with Him. Otherwise, we're just trying to do it on our own. And then I want to try to, again, these things are beyond words, because our most holy faith is so wonderful and glorious. But in addition to His personality traits, the Holy Spirit, for example, He has a will, intellect, emotions. He can be grieved. He's a person. You know, He can be quenched. You know, He can be, if we don't, how is He grieved? If we don't make Him our first love and give Him first place in our life. God is so giving, Jesus is so giving and wonderful, He's going to bless people as much as they will allow Him. And so when we know Him, all these qualities, you might say qualities, the things He does, which I think is part of His personality. One of the ways to try to explain it is that He's always flowing out in unceasing love and mercy, and is always giving and giving and giving and helping. Remember, He's the Holy Spirit's the helper. He helps us. He's the helper, the comforter. He's comforting. He's giving rest. You know, He's giving that we could do a whole subject series that could last a long, 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 long time, really forever, about how Jesus gives. Just that one, He gives Himself. He gives the kingdom of heaven. He actually said, it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. There's that word give. This give is in the gospel so many times you almost cannot count them. Jesus gives eternal life. He even said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. He gives rest. There's another example. It just goes on and on. You see I hope that this is encouraging, and I want to continue to proclaim it, because it does bug me that we as humans completely miss it. We get sidetracked and distracted with all these things. But let's go back. Okay, Jesus gives Himself. He gives, okay, when He heals someone, He's giving them something priceless, right? I mean, we see that in the life of Jesus Christ, the man. And so all these things, to think that the only true God does these things. Jesus blesses. He speaks. He teaches. He leads. He's the good shepherd. Amen. Here's another thing about giving. Remember, He said, I give, if anyone drinks the water that I will give him, he will never thirst. He gives, and that water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so what happens? Okay, I want to finish with this. Here's what, when we have the anointing, every believer has the anointing, when we have that anointing that's released, we just get rid of our old nature, and that anointing is released, it's going to flow out in that same thing. Jesus can now save, heal, deliver, redeem, set people free, heal people physically, emotionally, heal of depression, heal of, you know, deliver from demons, deliver from our past, deliver. Amen. That's how we do the works of God. Jesus does them through us. Amen. And we, in Luke 4, when Jesus spoke about it, He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's the poor in spirit. And there's wonderful, there's like at least six glorious results. It might be seven, but it's just glorious. You know, liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. Okay, I'll read them. Luke 4:18. And again, this reveals the Holy Spirit's, Jesus' personality, his, what he does, his attributes. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. So I would say that that's people who are physically blind. Yes, he can heal them. Also, recovery of sight, those who are spiritually blind, he can open our eyes, and now, glory to God, we've got eternal life. We'll live forever. Amen. And infinitely more. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. There's God again, Jesus Christ again, giving, doing good, you know, flowing out. Set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Please email us hello@wonderreality.org with your prayer requests, with your needs. We're believing with you. We need your partnership, your prayers, your financial support. Our website's secure. Please consider giving, but it costs to do what we're doing. You know, that's why ministries ask for money. Mainly, though, we need your prayers. We appreciate you following this podcast.